For those who don't know my story, when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with Tourette's and I was on medication for almost 10 years. When I was 21, I learned something called The Secret and I came off the medication overnight against everyone telling me to stay on it, and I had a spiritual awakening. I meditated for 3 weeks straight and my Tourette's disappeared, and I created the podcast to simply preach about everything that most people have in their head but no one ever speaks about, which is what the twitching was. It was too many thoughts inside my head, and now I have a platform where I can speak to people and they can get out what's in their head. I have just launched my first course and it's called Take Control, and it's basically the system that I went through when I was 21 and I had my awakening. It's the same system that I've done for my parents and close friends and family members, and it's changed their life. Individual steps that we don't see as much, but when you put it together as part of a life that you have to maintain and manage, it's life-changing. So check out the course. And if you feel inclined to buy it, buy it. I reckon that it will really change your life if you're going for a spiritual awakening, because I once was, and these steps changed my life. So if you go to talkwitholiver.com and you'll see that my course is there, it's called Take Control. If you buy it and go through it, reach out to me on Instagram and socials and let me know how you get on and what you thought of the course. So if I could ask a favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate, and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we're all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have.
Nutritional value, understanding where our food's growing, making sure that it's growing in soil that actually has nutrient, because even still we can think that we're eating super healthy because our food's organic and maybe we're eating meats and fish and all of that stuff, but so much of our food is lacking true nutritional value. And so if you're recovering from burnout from your childhood, veganism and intermittent fasting, especially while being vegan. Now, if you're doing more ketosis type stuff with the intermittent fasting, that's so much better. But we cannot just follow trends. We have to do our proper research, understand our own biological cellular functions, and make sure that we're addressing things with not just fluff, some like real structural healing.
I wonder how many vegans in time will become unvegan. Obviously, a lot of vegans, it comes from animals and loving nature and whatever, you know, but I wonder at what point vegans will change their mind on veganism based on the fact that, yeah, you're not eating animals and stuff, but in terms of your own health and survival, you're not really doing yourself much good. Now, you can have a vegan diet and not have any man-made vegan stuff. You can
more
just have
and more
vegetables.
People.
Yeah, you can have vegetables and nuts and fruits, and really you don't even need to have like corn, chicken, nuggets because it's vegan, because there's plenty of food out there that's not animal and completely natural. So I'd say that you'd have all the nutritious foods that you possibly could ever want. It's in abundance, like everything you want out there. But in terms of boycotting the vegan industry, which is fake processed man-made stuff in replacement of meat, at what point do you reckon people are going to be like, man, fuck this?
Well, and it's funny to me too, because, you know, a lot of people think that these processed vegan foods are better for themselves and the planet, but most of it's actually worse for both.
Yeah, there was a person on organ who he was interviewing, and she was vegan, and she was saying how she eats honey and avocado. And Piers Morgan says, "You do realize how many birds and animals and bees and whatever are destroyed getting avocados and getting honey." And she was in denial about that. And it's interesting because it's the majority of it's like it's the overall reason of why you do something. So I don't believe that, say, Piers should challenge her because, you know, vegans are helping the planet and they're not eating animals, etc. So you can't take somebody down and say, well, you're eating avocados and honey, which is affecting bees and animals. So clearly, you don't care about the animals. It's like the overall of what you're trying to do. You're trying to be a better person. What am I going with this? Yeah, you take over. I'm off.
Yeah. Well, are you open to kind of shifting topics a little bit?
Absolutely.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So I want to talk about God.
Okay, go ahead.
And how that's been, how reconnecting with these two words and obviously what they are, just kind of having some major shifts. So not super major. It's kind of like coming full circle. Things are starting to come for full circle for me. With my spirituality. And of course, like I'll continue to evolve. Like this is not the end of the road. But I just recently have started to pray, like just to God, just like directly to God. Excuse me.
When you say God, are you visioning a human feature in the sky, or is it just simply putting it out there, or how do you vision the word God?
Well, so that's kind of what's been really changing is like my vision of God, because it, growing up was definitely like a man in the sky. And then when I was 15 and I left the church, that was one of the things that frustrated me the most about the church was that God was just like only a man. And I was like, well, what about the woman? Like, hello. And so I kind of go ahead.
And why did he choose to be a human out of all the animals and the insects?
Right. I think that we do that because it gives us a sense of relatability.
Yeah, it's like if there's one God, then what species is it going to be? It can only be one. So what is it? And why would we think that it just happens to be human out of every other animal and insect? So, if there was one God, what species is it?
Yeah, and it's not like it just couldn't be. Having had this really strong personified perception of God for most of my life, and then rebelling against, all paganism and Hinduism and Buddhism, and really getting into, the divine feminine rising and connecting with the goddess and understanding the sacredness of sexuality and sensuality. It's all so beautiful. And also I kind of recently, about a year ago, I just got really, really tired of it all. Like I got tired of people monetizing everything. And it made me not want to do my spiritual service for people anymore because I didn't want to be associated with what seemed to me like a growing dirty spiritual mentorship industry. And so then I kind of went super hermit mode and I'm just like, Okay, so what's going on here? Not that I really have any answers, but I decided to because for a couple of years when I would pray, because I started praying again a couple of years ago, because I started doing like water prayers and more like indigenous forms of prayers, not so much like church style prayer. And I would address, Great Spirit. I would address all the directions. I would address archangels. Like, I would address everything except for God.
Hey, fuck me, bitch. I created this world.
So, and then I kind of evolved. And then for about a year, my prayers were like always addressing, like, and it was always Mother first. It was always Mother and Father Divine. Like, I. That God was this like non-binary everythingness, and if he was, if they were gonna be, if it was gonna be given a personification, like it was gonna be like gender neutral, basically. Because to me, God, like it's not just a man in the sky, it's like the source of everything. And the source of love. It's like the source of love because love is a part of everything, right? It's the source of creativity, of power, of life force. And so just in the last like 2 months, I'm like, hey, Morgan, what if you just were like, dear God, and you didn't feel any kind of way about it? And so I've just really recently shifted out of this resistance to God. And another part of it is like one of the reasons why I was really frustrated with the church in high school and I left was like I was struggling, right? I mentioned like I was having a really hard time. That's when I was like attempting suicide and it was just like it was no good. But I was like, I'm working really hard over here. How come all the glory goes to God? That's not right. Like, I deserve some credit for the work that I'm putting in. And so does everybody else. And so I would like tell my homies, I'm like, hey, you deserve some of that credit. And I could feel, I just really started to become so aware of it in the last couple of months that, I'm like wanting to do these manifestations and all this stuff. And there's this tightness in me because I stopped giving any of the power to God. I was like, I'm manifesting this. I'm calling this in. I did this. And, half the time, like, shit does not go the way that we manifest it to go. And I've lived in this like surrender to the divine, to God for quite a few years now. And so instead of doing like a whole bunch of manifestation techniques, I'm just like praying to understand God's will for me and for clarity and for the motivation that I need in the moments when I need to take action on God's will for me. And I've just kind of let go of like, I'm manifesting this for myself. And I'm just giving so much of the power back to God. And I'm gonna tell you, the weights have been lifted like so much. I was carrying by myself and I did not need to be. And a lot of the times, like, I'll tap into the earth and I'll like, surrender to the earth, but it's like what's holding the earth? What's holding our solar system? What's holding it all? Like why won't I let myself go to the source?
So to confirm, what you're saying is that you believed in God growing up, and then you had the awareness of why am I giving my power to something, someone else? I have the power, and then you use that power for a few years, and now you've realized that if you give that power back to God, that's actually you, and it's creating like a current, like a two batteries connected and flowing. So rather than it just going out and then just that's it, it's going out and coming back. So are you saying that you've noticed a huge difference of everything in the time that you've believed in God again compared to when you weren't believing in God, when you were mocking yourself like, hey, I should give myself the credit? Have you noticed a massive, massive difference, even though you know it's the same thing?
It's so subtle, but it's also profound. It's like, it's just like things that were confusing me aren't confusing me anymore. You know, like the speculations of like, of life. I'm just like, it's, I'm just starting to, I feel a lot clearer. I feel a lot lighter. I definitely feel that it's an important thing for me to be experiencing right now, is this like rekindling with like the ultimate God source without a sense of resentment in my heart. Cause it, like what, so, you said, like, cause then I, that's me, because yes, I also like, yes, God is everything. That means like every cell in, and I can't, like, how do I actually let myself live in my full power, sting that very essence from inside of me, from outside of me. So yeah, letting go of that resistance has been pretty major.
So if you were to imagine it wasn't God and it was just like an angel or a past grandparent or something, do you think this, you'd have the same power?
No, because I've done that. The spirits of, like, if we're going to separate the spirit of the angels or our ancestors from God, which, like, we can't, but say we're just, like, calling upon them specifically, like, where do they come? Where does that come from? You know, it's like, what, like, we're creating this separation almost. If we're leaving God out of our perception of what we're calling in, if that makes sense.
So I went to a Christian school and I never believed in God, because I thought they're nonsense. Everyone in my school did. And then I was going through a very hard time of being lost, and I started to be like really desperate, and I was praying to God to be like, God, please help me. God, I hope I get this girlfriend. God, I hope I get this exam. God, I hope the restaurant's not closed. God, I hope that my food comes on time. It was always like God, 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 God. And then I had my awakening, and I believe my grandma's spirit came for me, and I was speaking to her instead of God. Now, obviously, it's the same thing. I'm just asking in the third person, please, can this happen? Grandma, God, whoever. And he expected to return. It was my ultimate belief that my grandma was talking to me that made manifestations happen in sickening speed, more quicker than God. It's almost like I didn't really believe in God, but I was hoping he was there. So there was a doubt, there was a resistance. Mm-hmm. Because my grandma was talking to me in my bedroom at nighttime when no one was there. So the manifestations were so strong because the power between me and that belief was just in one. So, you know, it's, what you're saying is that when you believe you're speaking to the God, the creator, you're speaking to the boss. You know, there's no doubt if the boss says this will happen, it will happen. If you speak to angels and goddess and your grandpa apparently passed away, you're not speaking to the man at the top. You're speaking to people in between. So the power's not as strong. So by believing you're speaking to the top, then more energy goes out and more energy comes back.
And it's so much in what you believe you're speaking to. And also, like, God will only come to us in the forms that we allow ourselves to perceive God. Or, you know, like,
it's so fascinating.
Yeah. For me, for so long, it was through the earth. Like, the earth was my church. And that's not going to stop, you know? Like, to me, for us as humans, one of the most palpable ways we can connect with God is through connecting with this planet, because it is pure consciousness.
It always fascinates me when you hear, say, a religious person saying, when they say, oh, fuck's sake, I've just forgotten it, fuck's sake. So when you put it out and you really believe that it's going to return, it does. Oh, fuck's sake, I've lost my train of thought. You continue.
You're on it.
No, it was, what I'm saying is the same thing. That when the religious people say, oh, that was it. If you ask, God will respond. And if you don't ask, he won't. It is that simple. If you ask for something, it will come. Manifestation, money, job, love. But if you don't ask, it won't come. So the mere point of not believing in a God, nothing will come. The minute you ask, even if you don't really believe, you've asked and it will come. So therefore, forgetting if it's a God or Father Christmas or whoever, simply asking, it comes. So when people are desperate, when they're upset and they're really in need of help, it's when they really fucking beg. It's like you're drowning in the ocean. You're going to pray to no one else but God. Please, if there is a God at this time, throw me a dinghy, help me. Make a helicopter come above my head. That's when that shit happens, because you've asked. And ironically, you kind of believe in God after you're saved. But it's merely the fact that asking and believing is the secret. Not knowing, just believing. Like, I didn't know Grandma was there. I just believed she was there. And I can't convince myself that she was there now, because I know she wasn't, which means my manifestation. And so it's a vicious circle, really, because I'd love to believe it was her and have that same belief of, this is going to happen. I'm going to see this person. I'm going to find money on the floor. I'm going to meet somebody called Dave Johnson, which used to happen. I'd love to get back to that stage. But it was my belief that made these manifestations happen. And I don't have that same belief with myself, because it was the belief in something else that I couldn't see, that I was so desperate to believe in, that amplified my thought frequencies. Morgan?
Yes. I wasn't sure if you cut out or if you finished talking.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. I think that as a collective right now, we're really processing a lot about, because so much of us did grow up in church, one form or another. You know, there's missions in third world countries, which that term, excuse me for using it, I don't really understand these, like, third, first, second world country, like, what makes it what? I think, well, the reason I say that is because when you see people who are not living in these incredibly technological societal systems, and they're still living in their more tribal lifestyles, they're so much happier. And so to me, I'm like, that's a first world country. And I wish that, you know, of course we would.
So true. It's the people that have more established, structured government, money, countries that call these countries third world. But actually, in terms of happiness, they are first, number one, fucking at the top world country. And we are the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, you know, in terms of happiness. Absolutely agree. I'd rather be living in a shed or a metal shed in the middle of a field with loads of humans who just need nothing but love and people and food and care and come and I'll feed you and come and I'll love you and nurture you. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I think about often how I'm just like, all right, ready for my piece of land, and I'm going to start building my Adobe hut. Like, let's go.
I'm so close to getting that. I plan to get my land and my cabin and my crops and my pond and my animals and shit in the next 2 years. If my business goes to plan, I'll be getting all of that shit. And I remember we had this chat about this, making like little eco tribes in villages and land. Remember we had this chat about, mm-hmm. I don't know, like a year or two ago?
Yeah. It's important for us to come back to nature. But what I was saying was that because so many of us grew up in the church and reading the Bible, and I mean, it's just like what I think that it's the common consensus that like we're living in the book of Revelations. And like it's just it's really there. And so for so many people who have maybe left the church, because I also am seeing a lot of this like full circle, you know, with like the people who went vegan coming full circle and starting to eat meat again and everything. I'm noticing a really similar trend with people who, you know, grew up in the church and constantly spoke about God that left that are coming back around to it because we're seeing like our attachment and aversion to you know, how different people maybe describe God is not more important than us doing God's work, so to speak, which is for the like living in service, right? Whether it's service to yourself so that you can get yourself into the most healthy place you've ever been, maybe you can start a family, or maybe you can till the land, or whatever it is. Helping people to reconnect with their heart spaces. There's so many ways that we can live in service. Just taking care of our family members, you know, taking care of somebody who's ill. That's living in service. There's so much we can do, and focusing on uplifting and empowering each other and unifying us, right? Bringing us all back to that source consciousness, that unified field of consciousness, that connection to God's source that's inside of all of us. Like, that's the most important thing. So if we have to get over the fact that, you know, the church abused the word God and abused the story of Christ or whatever it is, so that we can start just speaking more clearly without our aversions getting in the way. That's what I'm noticing a lot of is like a lot of my women friends who do like, you know, womb work and connect with shamanism and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm seeing more and more and more of them using the word God in their posts and everything. So it's just something that I've been noticing, something I've been experiencing. Because I just, it's like, what are we gonna do right now with the state that the world is in if not come together?
Yeah, so I agree. A lot of vegans, I'm aware as well that they're becoming meat eaters again. And a lot of, say, people that used to believe in God growing up, whether it's through school or their parents or whatever, they've got older and they've realized that to them it's a load of nonsense. And really, and it's the same as government and politics and people listening to, it's all the same pattern. It's people are not allowing an outside force to influence how they live their life, whether it's you shouldn't eat this because it's bad for the planet, vegan, you shouldn't do this, you should get a job, government, or you should believe in God because of this, this, and this, your parents and school. It all comes down to I want to live my life guilt-free, happiness, in harmony with nature, which is basically the same as saying I want to feel happy and empowered at all times, like God, like one, and I'm not allowing an external force to affect me. So I'm gaining back my power. I'm going to be vegan because I want to protect the animals. I'm going to eat meat because I know that it's nutritious for my body. I'm going to create a small civilization of people and ethics and tribe.